Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for driving in with the Jeff and Jen Show. And bring us along at work today for over 94 minutes of today's best mix at 9. Non-stop on Star 94.1.
I have a confession to make to Jeff. And it happened on a conference call with our big boss's boss. And I think he's going to be maybe real mad. I hope not joking mad. Joking.
I'm going to be real mad or the boss.
No. I think you're going to be really mad because I signed you up for something that you don't know about yet. And now I have to tell you because it's about the way the show is running.
How can you sign me up for something that I don't know about on a phone call that we are on together?
Well, let me remind you. And let's explain to everyone, class, what was happening.
Jen is actually nervous right now.
Conference call. So Jeff and I have a conference call with the big boss. His title is president, okay?
Yeah.
President of programming. And during that call, it started with a few comedy of errors.
Yeah, of course, because it's a conference call, and anybody who's participated in a conference call knows that these things never go well. It always goes like...
Yep.
We call the president of programming. We can hear him. He can't hear us. So we spend the first 60 seconds of the call going, hello? Pat?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And
hey.
He's going, hello?
He's like,
hello.
Can't hear you. Hello. And it's like, oh, God, how do we screw this up? But I think it's because nobody ever uses handheld office phones anymore.
Right. So I switched over. I grabbed my iPhone, and I put that right in the middle of the desk, and I plugged it in. And no sooner than we were up and running with the call than, bling, you have 10% battery left.
10% battery.
I didn't charge my phone because I didn't think we'd have to use it for the call with the president of the company.
We have been preparing for this phone call for a week, a full week, getting ready. And it's 10% in the middle of it. Not even in the middle of it. This is in the first 15 minutes of it.
Jen gave me a look, and y'all know that look. Y'all know that look.
Oh, I know that look.
Okay, y'all know that look. Jen gave me that look when the little thing popped up and said, you have 10% battery.
And I'm like, what? I'm like flinging my arms in the air, you know, like, what do we do?
So
it already started bad.
Yeah. So I scrambled and I got us a charger and life went out.
Well, that's where the problem started because you didn't have a charger in your office.
Right.
So let me just explain what he's talking about. So he's telling us about the show, giving us feedback, giving us pointers, things to do and things not to do, that kind of stuff. And he starts going down a list of strengths. So you heard that part.
Yeah.
At the 10% while we're panicking. He's going through and telling Jeff, you're so funny and, you know, you're one of the funniest guys and this and that. So he's going through a list of Jeff's strengths and where he should rely on those strengths.
He said it was physically very attractive, which yes. is when it nice. Started to get weird. You know, as supervisor, I'm sure there's rules against that. But
see, funny. He's very funny. He's going down that road.
Complimenting my good looks, my engaging personality.
So Jeff can't leave to go get the charger at that time or go look for one down here in the studio. So he's there for that part of it. So then he starts going down the list of my strengths. And he was talking about how my experience in radio and having different...
Just hold on, Jen. I just want to make sure everybody listening knows how nervous you are. When you get nervous, you hold the microphone.
I know. Well, it's because during the time that it took you
yeah.
to run down here yes. to the studio and run back to the office with the charger and get it plugged in...
Yep.
He was talking about some of my strengths, like, you know, you've done a midday shift, you've talked over music, you've done, so those are your strengths. So that's all we thought he was going to cover when Jeff runs down and back. Well, in that time, he made a few suggestions that you don't know about, and I didn't want to tell him you weren't in the room. So I just agreed to a couple of things as you, in your voice.
You did that?
I didn't know what to do. You guys, this president. I was panicking.
So can I hear your Jeff yes?
Yeah, let's hear what you think I sound like.
So basically said, you know, Jen, how do you feel about opening the brakes? And what that means in radio is talking first, right? So that means opening the brakes, having that first line, telling everybody what we're doing. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds really good. And he's like, Jeff, would you have any problem with that? Jeff's not in there, and I'm panicking. So I'm like, okay.
No, you did not.
I'm like trying to do my best, Jeff, in the shortest, like, syllables possible.
Okay.
That's kind of my Jeff. I tried to be as deep as possible, so I was like,
okay.
And he's like, so.
Hold on, I'm going to play the role of Pat, okay, our president. And I want you to reenact exactly how that goes.
Okay.
All right, Jen, you're really strong at opening breaks and getting into content. So, from this point forward, what do you think about you opening the majority of the breaks?
Okay, that sounds great.
Hey, Jeff, any objections to Jen opening the majority of the breaks?
No. Okay.
I didn't have to say a full sentence. I just had to say, okay. I just had to go,
okay.
You're not going to be mad at that. That's funny.
Well, then he says...
There's more. Oh.
Well, then
he says... Well, there's just two things, but they're pretty big things. So that one I signed you up for. And then the second thing was, he said something about... And I know that's not always going to be possible because sometimes Jeff will be delivering the content to you.
Right.
So he will need... Jeff, you'll need to open some of the breaks. And I'm like... Uh-huh. Like, just to give it a mm-hmm, like a almost under, like maybe he didn't know who was saying it on the call, but it could have been either one of us.
Sure.
But I tried to go low. And then he said, so I would like to suggest that if Jeff's opening the break, then Jen, you actually write it down for him.
So you tell me what to say.
So basically I would tell you what to say. And I was like, oh, well, we could work on how that would work out. And he's like, Jeff? And I'm like,
great.
I can't remember what word I chose, but it was like,
great. Okay. Or great.
I really only did two words as you, but now I feel like now that we're into the show a few days later, he's going to be listening. And I feel like
if I screw up the opening of a break, he's going to think it's your fault because we both agreed. Perfect. Then my plan is going to be to screw up the opening of every single break that he might listen to. Okay.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Jen?
Yeah, fine. See, I was afraid he was going to be, like, real mad.
No, now he's just going to, like, seek revenge.
No, I'm just going to call people up as you.
I didn't... Okay, first of all, it's your fault for not having your phone charged.
I didn't think you were going to use the iPhone.
B, you were a little slow going down the hall and back again. And what other choice did I have?
I don't know, maybe tell him that he wasn't in the room.
Thank you, Kelly. How about this, Jen? Let's float this by you. How about the truth?
I panicked. I panicked. I didn't want you to be embarrassed.
I would have loved to have, like, passed by the room and seen Jen doing that. Like,
it wasn't that bad of an impression.
We got to film Jen doing her impersonation of me, too, because she gets all tightened up and she's like, okay.
Uh-huh. It's like trying to go from the lowest part of my voice. Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you have an impersonation of any man in your life, Kelly?
Great.
I mean, yeah, I constantly make fun of the guys in my life.
Sounds great, Kelly.
I do an impression of you all the time.
What is it? Dang, I needed you in there. What's your Jeff impression?
It's more something that you have to physically see, because when Jeff gets excited, he does this like little wave move dance, and he shrugs his shoulders, and he like gets his hands together and like waves back and forth. I'm doing it right now. And then he does this thing when he gets really nervous or worked up, and he scratches his head. And then by the end of the day, I can't look at you. His hair is all over the place. I show people that one a lot. I'm doing the Jeff.
JP, do you have a good Jeff?
I just do like one or two words. I go, right? Yeah. Yep.
That's Jeff. It. Yep. That's a good yep. Dang, I should have done the yep. Or nope. You do a good nope, too.
Nope. Nope.
Do you have any problem with that?
Okay.
Nope. Nope.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.